Each week, we check in with the America's Test Kitchen team, those ruthless testers of all things culinary. This week, our managing producer, Sally Swift, talks to Tucker Shaw of Cook's Country about one of the greatest restaurant dishes ever served.
Hey, Tucker Shaw, great to have you back.
Thanks, Sally. It's great to be here.
Hey, I want to pick apart a classic dish. I love it when you guys take something that we normally only eat out in a restaurant and teach us how to do it at home. And I want to take on steak frites, that classic bistro dish that is absolutely delicious. What do we need to know to make that at home?
Well, you're right. Not very many people make this dish at home, and I think it's because of the timing. It's tricky to get everything to the table hot, especially the fries. There is no bigger crime than cold fries.
Yep.
At a restaurant, they have the significant advantage of having two cooks, one on the meat station and one on the fry station. But at home, it's just you.
So how did you guys solve this for us?
Well, we have a French fry technique that we love, and it starts with cold oil. And to my mind, this
that
is the
thing. That seems crazy to me.
It is crazy, right? It kind of goes against everything that you think you need to do for deep frying. But
right.
It is the thing that opens the door for a home cook to be able to achieve this quite easily.
Okay, talk me through it.
So here's how it goes down. You're standing in your kitchen, and you are going to line a sheet pan with three layers of paper towel. Now, you will use this later to drain the fries once they're done cooking, but do it ahead of time just so it's ready when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you're going to prep your potatoes. And for four people, we like to call for about 2.5 pounds of Yukon Gold potatoes cut into quarter-inch thick fries. Now, you're going to want to look for a slightly bigger Yukon Gold, not the little baby-sized ones, because
right.
you don't want, like, mini fries. And we choose Yukons for flavor, for one thing, but also they're less likely to fall apart in the frying process. So you've cut these 2.5 pounds of potatoes, and you just put them into a cold Dutch oven. And you cover them with about 6 cups of peanut oil.
Oh, come on!
Swear to God.
That's against all the rules. Okay, keep going.
The reason we use peanut oil is it has a neutral flavor, and it also has an ability to withstand high heat better than some oils. So you've covered these potatoes with oil, and then you put the Dutch oven onto the burner and turn it onto high, and stand back. In about 5 minutes, the oil will start to bubble. Don't touch it. Instead, touch your kitchen timer and set it for 15 more minutes. And then, rather than obsessing about the fries, let them be and turn your attention to your steaks. In restaurants, I think you'll often find steak frites made with hanger steaks, sometimes called onglet.
Mm-hmm.
But we chose strip steaks for a couple of reasons. One, they're much more available and easy to get. And two, it's much easier to cook 4 portions in one skillet. You take 2 1-pound steaks, cut them in half right down the middle, and that will be plenty for 4 people.
Okay.
You pat your steaks dry. Sprinkle them with salt and pepper. And the reason you pat them dry is because you want to achieve a nice crust on the exterior of your steaks. You'll heat up a slosh of oil in a skillet, put it over high heat until it sort of shimmers, and add the steaks to the skillet and cook for about 4 to 7 minutes on each side.
And those French fries are still in the background, right?
They are still going for it back there, and they are fine. They
okay.
are doing
okay.
great. No need to sweat it. Once your steaks are cooked, this will take about 8 to 12 minutes or so. They will be at about 125 degrees, and you'll pull them from the heat at that point and set them aside. They will carry overcook, of course, to bring them up to about 130, which is our target for medium rare.
It's always hard to trust that.
Always hard to trust that. Use a thermometer if that makes you feel more comfortable. At this point, that timer you set about 15 minutes ago is about to go off. When it does, grab a pair of tongs and give your fries just the gentlest stir in that bubbling oil. Don't make it scary. Don't move them around so much that they threaten to splash, but don't encourage them to splash.
Mm-hmm.
They still have about 7 more minutes to go after you've stirred. But at this point, you got to plate your steaks and call the people to the table. You put your eyes back on those fries, and when they are just gorgeously, gorgeously golden brown and you can't stand it anymore, you grab a slotted spoon or a spider and you move those fries to your paper towel lined sheet. Hit them immediately with salt and bring them to the table. I generally just drop that sheet pan right in the middle of the table so everybody there can just grab straight for it. And you will find a mound of French fries that have a beautiful, crisp, golden brown exterior and lovely creamy insides. And I'm telling you, people will go bananas.
This is revolutionary.
It's revolutionary and so simple. And I'm telling you, if you do this, you will cross a threshold of belief in your ability to deep fry.
All right, I am taking this one on. Hey, Tucker, thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw heads up Cook's Country. You can find that recipe for steak and the magic frite at splendidtable.org.